On today's Smart 7, Ireland needs more blood. This morning's troubles continue and lots more. It's Tuesday the 30th of May. It's World MS Day and happy birthday, Idina Menzel. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service has issued an urgent call for blood donors to come forward as supplies fall to dangerously low levels. Currently, Ireland has only 3 days supply, which is over 50% down from the normal 7 day stock. It's estimated that one in four will require a blood donation at some point in their lives, but only 3% of the eligible population are currently donors. If blood stocks don't improve, the board says that elective procedures that require blood support may have to be cancelled at hospitals across the country. Paul McKinney is Director of Donor Services and Logistics with the IBTS.
Our blood supplies have now hit 3 days across pretty much all the groups. We like to have 7 days worth of blood stock. We try to collect 3,000 donations a week. We haven't in the last number of weeks. We've dropped to about 2,300, 2,400.
Even though eligibility criteria for giving blood has changed in the last number of years, the number of new donors coming forward has dropped since the pandemic. Sarah Monaghan is a clinical nurse for the Blood Transfusion Service and says it's easy to start donating. And you can find out more at giveblood.ie.
The best thing to do is go onto the website. There's a quick kind of 10 questions that they can go through to see if they are eligible. They'll come through, they'll speak to a nurse, and we'll go through an array of questions just to make sure they're eligible to donate blood.
Dozens of residents don't know when they'll be able to return home after a fire in an apartment block in Blanchardstown on Sunday. Investigations into the cause of the blaze on the 8th floor of the Falcons View complex are underway. There were no reported injuries at the scene. It's understood around 35 apartments were damaged in the incident. Keith Markey is third officer with the Dublin Fire Brigade, and he described what happened when the fire service arrived on the scene.
The building was evacuated as we arrived, and firefighters and breathing apparatus were deployed to ensure that nobody was inside the building and to commence internal firefighting using high-rise firefighting techniques. An aerial appliance was deployed in a water tower configuration, and the combination of the internal and external attack brought the fire under control at about 5:30.
Fingal County Council has said that they're working with residents and the management company to secure alternative accommodation for those affected. For the moment, residents are staying with family and friends, but these people say they don't know when they'll be able to return home.
I'm trying to keep things normal for the 5-year-old because he got such a fright from seeing it, and all he can think about is his stuff in the house. He's 5, he doesn't understand his teddies and his toys and everything's gone. And he's gone to school now. He's in shock, gone to school. But I have to send him to school because I can't have him standing out here through all this looking at this all day either until I know where I can go. That's the best place for him now.
Ukraine faced a tough weekend of relentless Russian shelling with 5 of its aircraft now out of action following an overnight attack on a military target in the west of the country. On Monday morning, Kyiv faced its 15th airstrike of the month with up to 40 missiles and 35 drones heading towards the capital. Fortunately, Ukrainian forces were able to shoot down most of the missiles, and Ukrainian head of intelligence Kyrylo Budanov says the country is ready to retaliate.
All those who tried to threaten us, dreaming that it would have some effect, you will regret it very soon. Our response won't be late. Everyone will see everything soon.
And at least one person died in the early hours of Tuesday morning after Kyiv was hit with a third massive strike in 24 hours. But Russia's ambassador to the UK, Andrei Kielin, says that the attacks are just a sign of things to come.
It's a big idealistic mistake to think that Ukraine may prevail. It is even Zelensky is confirming that Russia is 16 times bigger than Ukraine. We have enormous resources, and we haven't just started yet to act. Very seriously.
Sunday saw US President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reach an agreement on a long-anticipated deal to raise the country's debt ceiling. The pair were just days shy of a June 5th deadline, which would have triggered a damaging federal default, although they'll still have to get the measure through Congress before Friday's deadline. And while Joe doesn't seem entirely happy with the deal, he says it's far from the worst possible outcome.
And the agreement also represents a compromise, which means no one got everything they want. But that's the responsibility of governing. And this is a deal is good news, for I believe you'll see, for the American people. The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
Still to come on the Smart 7, rapturous reception for Munster, and tensions are high on this morning.
Right after this. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
Over 9,000 fans welcome Munster back home to Thomond Park after their historic United Rugby Championship win in South Africa. It's been 12 years since Munster won a major championship, when only Keith Earls and Conor Murray still playing on the team that won the Magners League Trophy against Leinster in 2011. But the sun shone in Limerick on Monday evening as the players and fans belted out the fields of Attenroy in the iconic stadium. Player Shane Daly was clear on how much the team appreciate the fans' support.
We actually do have the best fans in the world, and you can really see it here. And over in Cape Town, it felt like we were playing at home. So many supporters of theirs, but it was still ours making all the noise. It's unbelievable to play for this team. I absolutely love playing for Munster.
The ongoing drama at this morning shows no sign of letting up after Philip Schofield quit, but he and former co-host Holly Willoughby were busy on Insta over the weekend. He said Phil had lied to her about the affair, then Phil called out people with a grudge against him while praising the crew on the ITV show. Eamon Holmes has been busy ranting about Phil on Twitter, and he sat down with Don Wooten on Monday to dish the dirt on the whole affair. It's all made things very awkward on the actual show, where Dermot O'Leary and Alison Hammond have been struggling on.
We have to be in the news at the moment, and of course we appreciate that, but just from both of us and the whole team here, the crew, the guys downstairs, we love making this show for all of you.
Yeah, we really do, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to continue to do that. So let's go on with our first news story.
Back in 2017, 25-year-old American NSA translator Reality Winner came home one day to find two FBI agents at her house who questioned her over whether she had leaked an intelligence report about Russian interference with the 2016 US election. She ended up being handed down the longest ever prison sentence for unauthorized release of government information to the media. Fast forward 4 years and Reality has been released from prison, and her story has now been turned into a movie starring Euphoria's Sydney Sweeney. Reality hits cinemas on Friday.
Reality is about a woman and a very pivotal moment in her life. And I was completely blown away by the story itself.
I don't think you're a big, bad master spy.
What we both think is that maybe you made a mistake.
Every single word she says can be used against her.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.